Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Sukkah Daf Yud Dalet. We're actually partway down the Amud at the fifth wide line. Says the Gemara, Gufa, let's review the halacha we learned yesterday. Kol yodais ha'eichlan. Handles, extensions, food extensions. In this case, we're speaking about these stalks, which contain the kernels. So as we know, just as eichel is mekabel tumah, the yad of that eichel is mekabel tumah, because it allows you access to the food. It's a handle, it's an extension. According to some rishonim, what this means is that just as the food itself can be mekabel tumah by coming into contact with the tumah, the yad as well. If the yad touches tumah, it will allow the food to become tummy, so the yad sort of transfers the tumah over to the food, according to some rishon. According to others, the yad itself is now susceptible to tumah. So we learned that the yadis of the oichlan, in this case, the stalks of your grain, shebasason begoyren tyrus. Once you did a basason procedure, we're going to see soon what this means. We have two options. So once he did basason, that revokes its yad status. Shebasason begurn in the threshing floor, tahiris. The yadis are no longer considered to be yadis, extensions to their food, to the kernels, in which case they are tahir going forward. Rabbi Yossi Metame, he maintains, as we learned yesterday, even after the yadis were perhaps crushed or whatever, they're still functioning. They're still allowing you easy access to those kernels, and therefore they still retain their yad status and their tummy. My basasan, what does basasan mean? We have two options. Rabbi Yechon Amar basasan mamash. It means he actually crushed. He softened those stalks. By doing so, he indicated that he's no longer interested in the stalk-kernel connection. He's disengaging between the two. They're no longer functioning. They're useless, in which case they're no longer yadis, and they're tar. So, Rabbi Yechonon, only through a masa will you change the halacha and remove the yad status from those stalks. So it's basasan mamish. Rabbi Lezer Omer, basasan means he just loosened them up. He tir agdan. He mixed them up by removing the eged, the tie around those bundles, which isn't really a masa in the stalk itself. He's not changing the configuration of the stalk itself. He's not loosening the kernel from the and separating it from the stalk. But by untying that bundle, what is he showing? He no longer needs the kernel attached to that stalk, because he's about to thresh it. No purpose of the empties of the stalk is to allow the kernel to be transported to the threshing floor. So once you untie the bundle, the yad is no longer a functioning yad, and is no longer tummy. Says the Gemara, Bishlein b'le Rabbi Lezer d'omar basasan hiter agdan. We understand that according to Rabbi Lezer, since basasan means merely untying the bundle, haina d'metami Rabbi Yosi. That explains why, according to Rabbi Yosi, it still retains its yad status, because it didn't really undergo a drastic change. Although he indicated that he no longer really needs it in this fashion, but once it has a yad status, it doesn't get revoked by simply untying and having this demonstration of das. You have to actually do a mas. So that's the machlokes. Tanakama says even das, even showing that he doesn't need it, is enough. And Rabbi Yossi maintains that's not enough, and it's still considered a yad. El Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Basasan Mamash. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that you need to actually crush those stalks. The Shini Masa cancels the yad status. It's no longer serving or functioning as a yad because of this masa that was done to these stalks. If that's the case, Amai Mitami Rabbi Yossi. Why do Rabbi Yossi maintain that it's still Tamei? Amar Rabbi Shimon Malakish, you know why? Because it's still functioning, still serving a purpose. the stalks are still allowing you to easily transport or to turn over those kernels on the threshing floor. Usar is the pitchfork which you use to turn over the grain in the thresh on the threshing floor. Being that the stalks are still attached allows for easy access. Ru'uyin lahifchan. These stalks allow you to easily and conveniently turn over the kernels on the threshing floor using the atar tool. So although it's not really a long-term function, but at least for the time being, they're still functioning and they're still considered a yad, an extension, a handle to the kernel on top of that stalk. Continues the Gemara. Once we speak about a pitchfork, Amar Belazar, lo manim chelo tefilosan shel tzadikim ke'asar. What do we find in the Torah? A tefillah of a tzaddik is ascribed and compared to a pitchfork. Rashi brings the pasuk by Yitzchak. It says, Vayetar Yitzchak l'Hashem, l'nechach ishtoi, and Hashem responded, Vayetar loy. So why this comparison to a atar, to a pitchfork, loy melech tishu? Ma aso zeh mahapech zatfuah begurin. Mimokim l'mokim. Just as this pitchfork is used to transport and overturn the tefuah in the gurin from one place to the other. Af tefilosan shel tzadikim, likewise the tefillah of tzadikim, mehapeches, has such an impact, and it's mahapech datish l'kadosh baruch hu, mevidas achzorius, lemidas rachmanis. A tefillah of a tzadik has the ability to overturn the das of Hashem, to change Hashem's expression from anger to rachmanis. That's what the Meiri says. One should never give up. Lo'ilam alis yo'ish adam min arachmim. Tefillah can accomplish anything. Sarah Imenu had no base valad. She had no ability to bear children. And through tefillahs, Hashem actually changed the teva. Continues the Mishnah. Mesachachin bin Asarim. So we learned that kasha schach needs to be something that grows from the ground and not mekabel tuma. What if he has boards, beams, so it's wood? L'cha'ira, it conforms. It's something which grows from the ground. It's not a kabbalah tumah. It's not a kli. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, you can use boards as your schach. Masachachin ben asorim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't. I'm going to explain the reason. Nosna leo neser shirocha b'bar tfachim. What if you placed a four tefach wide board? Now, when we speak about four tefachim throughout the Gemara, it's four tefachim by four tefachim, right? So it's a four tefach wide board on his sukkah kshera. Sukkah still remains kasher. For instance, if he places it at the side, so even though this board perhaps is not really suitable for schach for whatever reason, we're going to see in the Gemara, but it doesn't actually invalidate the sukkah because, remember, we have doif and akuma. So if you have the sukkah and at the side he places a board which is unsuitable for schach, we simply view the wall as though it's bending along that contour, it's one continuous wall, in which case the sukkah is still kosher. Uvavad shelo yishan tachta, provided he doesn't sleep beneath that board, which is chach pasul. While we speak about sleeping, Tesis Yantiv says, because eating sometimes is mutar out of the sukkah, achila sarai, comes to yishen, sheno, if the Gemara says, even a shena sarai needs to be in a sukkah. Let's go back to boards. Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay, Rabbi Meir says it's no good. Omar Rav. So Rav says, I'll explain to you the machlokes. And Rav took a lenient approach. Machlokes ben esorin sheyesh ben abo. The discussion now, Mishnah, between Rav Meir says, don't use boards. And Rav Yehuda allows, is pertaining to boards which are four tfachim wide and resemble building material. They would use four tefach boards for roofing material. So from four tefachim onward resembles building material. Therefore, says Rav Meir, don't use them. The Rav Meir is like Zeras Tikra. He's afraid if you use four tefach boards which resemble real, genuine building material, roofing material, perhaps, although this time it was placed on a sukkah for schach purposes, for shade generating purposes, l'shem tzel. But next time around, he'll say, well, I sat on the boards last year. Let me just sit in my house under my my boarded roof. In that case, of course, it doesn't work, because it wasn't placed there l'shem tzel. It's a bias. It's not possible for suk. It's not kosher for suk. So Reb Meir holds up gzeiras tikra. Don't employ building material for your schach, for it might cause confusion in the future. Reb Yehuda lays gzeiras tikra. He's not concerned about gzeiras tikra, that perhaps he's going to really use his real tikra's real roof. He sees it's a sukkah, and there's no such concern. So according to Rav, this discussion applies strictly to four tefach wide boards, which was the minimum. Generally, it was the minimum standard size for the boards used for roofing material. So, in this case, we have Xeris Tikr. Aval ben Asurin she'en ben abor. However, boards which are less than four tefachim wide, which were not generally used for building material, they are called kosher. According to all shittas, it's okay because there's no room for confusion. And this is chach kosher. It's not a kli. It's en mekabel tuma. It's gedulim in aretz. What's wrong? Let's go down to Rashi, perhaps. So Rashi begins 9 lines from the bottom. Gemara. Machloik es ben asurim she'esh ben abor. The machlokes only pertains to boards which are at least four tefachim wide. Shuroiv tikras and bayis asuyis men, because generally roofs were built using boards which are at least four tefachim wide. So it resembles building material. The Rameir Savar, Meir the Pasul, is like zeres tikra, which means like this: imachshus behu. If you're going to allow these boards, osi lemeir, you might say mali lesachach beilu. What's the difference if I use these for my schach? Mali leishiv tachas kares beisi. I sit in my house, under the beams, under the roof, in my home itself. Afi bin asar mikura. As far as the physical substance, the same. Vahu vade pasul. Of course, that one's pasul. The sukkah amarachmona. V'lei beisai, shokhoi maishashona. Torah requires a sukkah, a shade generator, something which is done strictly to provide shade as opposed to your home, which is intended for all year round dwelling use. So this concern applies to boards which appear like building material. Aval ben asurim she'en ben dalet. Something which is not as wide as your standard board. She'en roiv tikros asuyis men, which are generally not used for building. Tibia kol k'shera d'lo dami l'tikra d'ligzbu. It doesn't appear like a building. It doesn't appear like a roof. There's no room for gzera. So Rav's opinion is as follows. The machlekes between Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda is whether or not we have a gzeiras tikra. We're speaking about boards which resemble roofing boards. Rameh says, gzeiras tikra, don't use them. Rabbi says, it's a sukkah. He knows it's different than a house. There's no reason for confusion. Continues the Gemara. Ushmul Omar. He took a more stringent approach. He says, really, everybody agrees there is a gzeiras tikra. The question just is, when to apply gzeiras tikra? To what extent are we cheshish? V'she'ein bohen abor machlokes. The discussion between Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda is pertaining to boards which are not four tefachim wide. Even there, Rameh says, perhaps some people use even boards which are less than four. Right? Rashi says generally not, but perhaps some people do. So there's still room for confusion. And therefore he says, don't use even boards less than four tefachim wide. Aval yesh ben abo, divrei kol psula, but if it's four tefachim wide, all agree it's possible. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Because these boards truly resemble construction material boards. And therefore, there's a gzeiras tikra. So according to Shmuel, there's no fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Meir. All agree, we do apply gzeiras tikra. The question is, to what extent? Is it strictly to four tefach boards? Or, according to Reb Meir, even less than four tefachim still has the same concern? Says the Gemara, Eba and Abba, do you mean to say less than four tefachim is still a concern? According to Reb Meir, it's possible. Afilu b'chus m'shleisha, perhaps even less than three. How could you say that? V'kana ba'almaninu, they're just merely sticks. If you're not going to use those, what are you going to use for your sukkah? So that can't be pshat. Amar Papa, you're right. There are three categories, three sizes. Hachik Amar, this is what Shmuel meant to say. Yesh ben abo, if it's a four tefach board, Tivir HaKol Psula all agree it's possible because of Gzeras Tikri. That's agreed upon by all. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. On the other hand, Pachas Mishloisha, if it's less than 3 Tfachim wide, just sticks. Tivir HaKol Ksher, of course it's good, according to all Shittas. My time is Kanim Ba'amanin. They're just merely sticks and they're kosher. There's absolutely no similarity between these narrow sticks or beams to roofing boards. Keep pliki. When do we have a machlekes? When it's somewhere in between. Mishloisha ad arba. These boards are between 3 tefachim and 4 tefachim wide. So that's not standard roofing material, but perhaps some would use that as well. So have a machlekes. Ma'asavar kibin the less nu shiur makim. Rabbi Yehuda maintains, since it's not yet 4 tefachim, which is a shiur makim, meaning it doesn't really cover a gap which constitutes a makim chashav, which is at least 4 tefachim. This doesn't have that chashivus. So it doesn't really appear like building material. Like Azrina, we're not concerned. This might lead to the next. Umar Savar Kivadanav Kiluhu Materis Lavud Gazrina, Rabbi Meir maintains, beyond 3 is already past the Lavud stage. It's going to cover a substantial makim, a makim which is greater than Lavud. So although it's not really a makim chashav of 4 tefachim, it appears like something chashav enough to perhaps be confused with building material, in which case he might end up sitting under his roof of his bayis. So we're goyis and we don't allow it. Let's drop down to Rashi again, 7 lines from the bottom. So this is Shmuel speaking now. B'she'em b'hen dalet machlekes. If it's less than 4 tefachim, over there we have a machlekes, and b'hu machshav Yehuda. Why? That's not standard building construction material. Most roofs don't contain these narrow boards. Therefore, like Azrin Abu, I'm not concerned that's going to lead to that confusion. Ramei chayish l'miut. Ramei is chayishin l'miut throughout Shas. Even a miut raises a concern to Ramei. Sheish miut ha'oisin tikur mehen. Some people use even boards less than 4 tefachim wide. And therefore, he says, don't use these narrow boards as well. So you mean anything less than 4 is also a puzzle, even sticks? How can a bal menino? What are you going to use for your sukkah? Amar Papa Chaka, Amar, I'll explain to you. Shmuel set forth 3 categories. Yesh ben arba dibar kol psul. If it's 4 or above, all agree it's puzzle, gzeras tikra. The question is, if it's between 3 and 4. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not yet shir makim. It's not covering your rishus. So you see how the halacha and the human perspective intermingle, interchange here. They're interdependent. You see, if it's not going to cover a makim chashuv, so we don't view it as something chashuv, and then it's not viewed as building material. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, between 3 and 4 poses no concern. Whereas Rameir says, once it's beyond 3 and it's going to cover airspace greater than Lavud, keep it the Nafki material, Lavud, it's out of the Lavud. Shim Oya Avir Makim Echad Mehem. Limatsi Lamema Lavud, it's covering a substantial gap in that ceiling. So that gives the Chashivas, in which case, he'll now relate it to building material. Chashivis Liyas Doimuis Litikra Vigazrinan. It's interesting. The fact that it covers a makim greater than Lavud, that gives it chashivas, in which case, in his mind, this is the observer looking, he'll say, well, it's building material, it's covering a substantial gap in that roof. Building material, let me just use regular boards, and let me set my house. He won't differentiate between the two, and therefore, Rameya says, we're geyser even in this case. Okay, so let's just quickly summarize the discussion. Masachin ben Asorim, yes or no? We have Rav's approach, which is there's a fundamental machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda, who says we're not geyser gzeras tikra. He knows it's for a sukkah, l'shem tzel. Why would he sit in his house? So in all cases, it's fine. Rabbi Meir says if it's something that resembles roofing material, meaning it's 4 tefach and beyond, we have gzeras tikra. Shmuel takes a more stringent approach. He says there really isn't a fundamental machlekes here. All agree. There is a gzeras tikra applied. The question is, to what extent? So let's go down the line. Less than 3 tefachim, kanim ba'alma, don't worry about it. Between 3 and 4, that's when the machlekes applies. Rabbi Yehuda says, Since it's not going to cover Makim Chashiv, those boards have no Chashivas, and there won't be any Chashash of confusing them with standard boards and standard roofs. Remain maintains, since it's addressing a gap greater than Lavud, and has Chashivas, and there is Gzeras Tikra, we'll agree, if it's four Tefach and above, it certainly qualifies for the Gzeras Tikra, because if once it's four Tefachim or more, it resembles a standard roof. Continues the Gemara. So now let's take a look at our Mishnah. Nos and Aleo Neser. Shu Rochav Abor Tefachim Kshir. If you use a four Tefach board, Sukkah is kosher, as we explained, because he's placing it at the sides, in which case you have a Doifin Akuma. Don't sleep beneath that board. Let's analyze the Mishnah. We have Rav, we have Shmuel. B'shlemi l'Shmuel, we understand the Mishnah according to Shmuel, because he said, the Omar, that all agree, there is something called Gzeras Tikra. So when it's four Tfachim, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible. So the Mishnah follows all Shittis. It's a four Tefach board. So he said, the Omar B'sh'ein b'en abor machlekes. The discussion between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda is by a board less than three Tfach. Do we or do we not apply Gzeras Tikra? Aval. Yesh b'en abor. Once you reach four, it'll be a koil. Psula. Because of Gzeras Tikra. So now we understand the Mishnah. Mishnah Machay, lo yishan tachta. Don't sleep beneath that four Tefach board. We'll agree. It's possible. Gzeras Tikra applies. Elul Rav, but according to Rav, how do you understand the Mishnah? According to Rav, there's a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't apply Gzeras Tikra at all, in any case. A sukkah is a sukkah, it's not a house. As opposed to Rav Meir, who applies the Gzeras Tikra. So according to Rav, how do you understand the Mishnah? Rabu says, the Omar, b'sheyesh ben abor machlokes. Machlokes applies when it's a four tefach board. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Gzeras Tikra, or Meir does. Avla aim ben abor debakal ksher, but if it's less than four, all agree it's kasher. So getting back to our Mishnah, although it's a four tefach board, then Rabbi Yehuda, my leishan tachta. Why can't he sleep beneath that board? There's no Gzeras Tikra, it's a sukkah. And this is the Gemara. Mi savras, debra koili. Did you think our Mishnah was following all Shittas? No. Seifa asan Rav Meir. The last halacha of the Mishnah is Rav Meir speaking. He holds a Gzeras Tikra. A four Tefach board is Chach Pasel. But you're right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Gzeras Tikra, and even a four Tefach board would be okay. Toshma, listen to this right. The Raisa says, Shnei Sadidin Mitztarf. A sudden, a Shid, is Davar Mekabel Tumah, unsuitable for Schach. Suppose you have two Shids side by side. Each one is two tefach wide. Placing them side by side gives you a total of four tefachim of schach pasal, which is the shear of schach pasal, which will invalidate the sukkah. So two sadinin joined together, they combine to give you a total shear of four tefachim of schach pasal. However, shnei nesarin in mitzdarf. If you have boards lying side by side on your sukkah, they don't combine, they don't invalidate the sukkah at all. This is Rabbi Yehuda speaking. Because even if you have your entire sukkah consisting of boards, that's okay. Rav Meir Omer, af nisarin kasadinin, no. Just as sadinin are considered schach pasal, and they combine to give you the shear of four tefachim. If you have four tefachim of schach pasal on your sukkah is pasal. Likewise, nisarin, which are unsuitable for schach, can join together to create a problem, because nisarin aschach pasal. You have several side by side. For a total of four tefachim of schach pasal, you have a pasal of sukkah. That's the price. Let's analyze the price in light of Rav and in light of Shmuel. So again, the price tells us that according to Rabbi Yehuda, don't worry about your nesarim. According to our mayor, the nesarim can be mitzarif to present a shear of schach pasal. Be shlemi l'shmuel. This price works well according to Shmuel. The Amar. All agree there is something called Gzeras Tikra. Right? The discussion is only if it's less than four tefachim. Do we apply Gzeras Tikra there as well or not? Rabbi Yehuda says no, Rabbi Meir says yes. Aval yesh ben abor derakol psura. But if once you reach the four tefach size, all agree it resembles a roof and it's possible. So now, my mistav, what does the Braisa mean? when it says that according to Rameer, the Nesorin Amitztarif, to create a shear of Schach Pasel, was speaking about boards which are less than 4 tefachim wide. Right? That's what Rabbi says, don't worry about it. Schach Kasher, there's no Xeris Tikra on a less than 4 tefach board. Rameer maintains, even a 3 tefach board is considered Schach Pasel, Xeris Tikra. So the Rabbi says, Mitztarifin, my Mitztarifin, Mitztarifin Larbo. Suppose you have two boards, two 3 tefach boards, lying side by side. Now you have a total of, for instance, 6 tefachim of schach pasel. You have a problem on your hands. Because 4 tefachim or more of schach pasel in your sukkah. So according to this approach, we very much understand the wording in this brisa. Speaking about 3 tefach boards, Ravida says, don't worry about it. There's no gzeiras tikra less than 4. Whereas Rameir says, even 3 tefach boards do somewhat resemble roofing material, and therefore, it's considered schach pasel. But in order for schach pasel to be pasel a sukkah, you need a total of 4 tefachim of that material. So really, these two things are unrelated things. One is regarding the status of the substance of the board itself. Right? What size board creates a concern? So 4 tefach resembles building material, 3 and a bit perhaps doesn't. That's a shaila between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir. But according to Rameir, that even 3 tefach board is something possible because of Xeris Tikra, but you need a total of 4 tefachim of that material, right? It's schach possible, but you need 4 tefachim of schach possible. So if you have two boards side by side, it's mitzarif l'arba. That's good. Ela l'Rav, but according to Rav's approach, the Amar b'Sheyesh ben Abor Machlokes, there's a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, who says, don't worry about Xeris Tikra, even if it's 4 tefach, if a 4 tefach board, don't worry about it. Rameir says, there is Xeris Tikra, by a 4 tefach board. However, if it's less than 4 tefach, if it's a 3 tefach board, all agree there's no Xeris Tikra, it's Kashrus Schach. Let's go back to this price. Where Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not Mitztarif, don't worry about it. Rameir says it is Mitztarif. What are we speaking about? What size boards? Hey Chidam, Idi Isbu Arba, if it's a 4 tefach board, Lamalu Litztarufi. Rameir says, look, just as two sheets can combine, can join together to create a shear of 4 tefachim of schach pasel, likewise, two boards can be joined together to combine to give you a total of 4 tefachim schach pasel. What do you mean? We're speaking about a 4 tefach board. This board is pasel on its own. Right? A 4 tefach board resembles a tikra. So the material is now schach pasel. Number two, you have enough of it. You have 4 tefachim. He doesn't need any help. He doesn't need to be mitztarif with something else. He has enough on his own. Lamalu litztarufi. However, if that board is less than 4 tefach wide, then what's the concern to begin with? Right? According to Rav's approach, the whole discussion only applies to a 4 tefach board. But if it's less bu'arba, if it's less than a 4 tefach board, amai, what's the concern altogether? V'kana ba'almaninu. It just sticks. Doesn't resemble construction material. It's not similar to a roof. So, there would be nothing to talk about. Rameh wouldn't invalidate it. Says the Gemara, Oilam de'isbu arba. You know what? This Brisa is discussing 4 tefach boards. So why does Rameh use the word mitztarfim? It on its own is already schach pasel. It's a 4 tefach board which is considered schach pasel, and you have enough schach pasel there. You have 4 tefachim of schach pasel. Umay mitztarfin, mitztarfin arba amis min atzat. You're right. If it's placed in the middle of your sukkah, you have a problem. But we're speaking that he placed it at the sides, right near the walls. Where, in order to make it pasel, you need 4 amis. Otherwise, you bend the walls along the roof. If not kuma. So Rameh is speaking about placing it at the sides of your sukkah. And since he considers this 4 tefach board a schach pasel, then if you have enough of it, lying side by side, for a total of 4 amis, that doesn't allow for doif and akuma. That's what he meant. It's been starved to create a a 4 amma schach puzzle segment at the side to eliminate any possibility of applying Deif Nakum. So this is Rameir. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds, even a 4 tefach board is not called schach puzzle. There's no Xeris Tikra, and therefore, wherever he is, he's okay. Continues the Gemara, Lishna Achrina is another version of this discussion. Slightly different with one minor difference. Let's go back to the Brice. We speak about two sheets combining together to create a concern, and two boards lying together. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no concern. According to Rameya, there is a concern. Let's analyze the Brice. This works according to Shmuel. The Omar. All agree. If it's a 4 tefach board, it's puzzle. The question is if it's less than 4. Rabbi Yehuda says, there's no Xeris Tikra there. And Rameya says, even in that case, it's Xeris Tikra. Aval yesh b'nabodi v'akol psula. But if that's a 4 tefach board, all agree, Xeris Tikra applies and it's puzzle. So according to this approach, we can very well understand the price. When Rameya says, these boards are mitzaref, he meant like this, at the side of the sukkah, to create a 4 amma section, which will invalidate Deif Nakum. So you're right, if it's placed in the middle of the sukkah, you don't need tziruf. A 4 tefach board has sufficient schach pasal to be placed in the sukkah. Why then does Rameya say it's mitzaref? He meant, if you place it at the side of the sukkah, where 4 tefachim don't invalidate the sukkah, you just say the Deif Nakum concept. But if it's more than that, if it's 4 ammas or more of schach pasal, it doesn't allow for Deif Nakum. So my mitzarfen, what do you mean that these boards combine and connect? Mitzarfen arba amis minatzad. Should they have been placed at the side of the sukkah? Since 4 tefach boards are puzzle, to place side by side, and give you a total of 4 amis, it doesn't allow for Deif Nakum. So that's what Rameir meant when he said, Nisarim kesadinin, just as sheets can combine, boards as well. 4 tefach boards can combine for a total of 4 amis. Now apparently, as Maran points out, Rabbi Yehuda will disagree. He'll say, well, even though a 4 tefach board in the middle of your sukkah invalidates schach pasul, even I agree, we apply Xeris Tikra to a 4 tefach board, but off to the side, since you see it's not the main element in your roof, you have real schach in the middle of your roof. It's at the side. So there's no mocking for confusion for a person to think, well, I'm sitting under a board, let me sit in my house. It's off to the side. It's not the primary element. It's not the primary makeup of your roof. That's a chiddush, that even though a 4 tefach board contributor as well is puzzle, but not off to the side. So this explains Pshat the price. Again, we're speaking about a 4 tefach board, and it's off to the side. Rabbi Yehuda says, don't worry about it. Rabbi Meir says, once you have enough boards, which give you a total of 4 amis, doesn't allow for the concept of Deif Nakum. So this works according to Shmuel's approach in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Ela l'Rav, but according to Rav, how do you understand the price? B'yishlem l'Rav Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, so again we're speaking that it's a 4 tefach board. And according to Rav's approach, there's a fundamental machlekes between Rabbi Meir, who says, Gzeras Tikra, can use a 4 tefach board. Rabbi Yehuda says, don't worry about Gzeras Tikra, even a 4 tefach board is okay. So let's assume we're speaking about a 4 tefach board. So why does Rameya say mitzarfen? Why do you need tziruf? Why does he need help? He's a 4 tefach board. This substance is off, schach pasul, and the amount you've reached, you have a total of 4 tefachim. So bishlam Rameya my mitzarfen, why do you need tziruf? Mitzarfen l'arba amis min atzad. Again, we're speaking at the side of a sukkah. Rameya is simply saying, you have 4 tefach boards lined up side by side, for a total of 4 amis, that doesn't allow for Deif Nakum. That's a chiddush, right? So even at the side of your sukkah, so it's not the primary element in your roof, the Xeris Tikra still applies. El Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Afilu Yesh Ba'na Ba'ak Sheira, well, that even if it's a 4 tefach board, you can use it for your schach. There's no Zeres Tikra. It's sitting on your sukkah. Why would he confuse it with a bias? Don't worry about it. If that's the case, my ain mitstarfin. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say two boards are not mitstarf? Which sounds like we're speaking about schach puzzle. This is puzzle, that's puzzle. They don't join, they don't combine. What do you mean? Kanan ba'almaninu. They're kasher as schach, just sticks. And again, we're following Rav's approach in the machlekes. Rav Meir holds of Gzeres Tikra. Yehuda disagrees, conceptually. He doesn't hold of Gzeres Tikra. So why would Rabbi Yehuda use the words aim at starfin? Which is something you use when it's schach puzzle. This and that, don't combine. Don't give you a total. A total requirement, sheer of schach puzzle. We're speaking about schach kashin. So I said, well, you're right. I did the kamer, aim at starfin. On account of Rameer's use of the word mitstarfin, because Rameer makes sense. He's come to tell you that if you place boards at the side of your sukkah, they are mitstarf to give you a share of dal damit, that's a chiddush. So because he used the word mitstarfin, Om Rabbi Yehuda, aim mitstarfin, Rabbi Yehuda contrasted. He says, you say mitstarf, I say aim mitstarfin, in reality, it's not just a question of tziruf. According to Rameer, there's nothing wrong with, according to Rabbi, there's nothing wrong with these boards, even if they're four tfachim inside. So again, we had a machlekes discussing boards. Shnei Nesarim, Rabbi Yehuda says, Eim Mitztarf. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mitztarfen. And the Gemara sought to explain the wording of this brisa in light of the two approaches, Rav and Shmuel, who presented the discussion between Rav and Rabbi Yehuda in different ways. The Gemara concluded, indeed, it works according to all approaches. Says the Gemara, Tani Kavasei the Rav, Tani Kavasei the Shmuel. We actually have a brisa which supports Rav. Again, Rav holds there's a fundamental machlokes here between Rabbi Yehuda, who says, don't worry about Gzeres Tikra. Rameh says, there is Gzeres Tikra. And Tani Kavasei the Shmuel. We have a right to Shmuel, who says, all agree, there is something called Gzeres Tikra. The question is, when to apply that Gzera? To what extent? Is it only a four tefach board, which resembles building material, or is it even between three and four? Says the Matanik Vasei, the Rav, we have a brisa which supports Rav. Sichach ben Asarim shel Eres. He took cedar boards and used it as schach. She'em ban haba. Boards which are less than four tefachim wide. Divra kol kshira. All agree, that's fine. Yesh ben haba. If it's a four tefach board, now we have a machlekes. Rav Meir poisel because of Gzeres Tikra. Rav Yehuda machshir, he doesn't hold Gzeres Tikra. In fact, on Rav Yehuda, have a raya. That is not such a concern. Ma'as abishas ha-sakana. It's like Rav Yehuda on Beis and Beis, with Hilni Amalka. He brought a raya from a story. Ma'as abishas ha-sakana, the time of danger. Rashi says, shegazru ha'ib kechabim gzer al mitzvahs. There's a gzer against doing mitzvahs, including sukkah. So what do they do to get around it, to circumvent the gzer? Says Rav Yehuda, shevi anu nasar. We brought boards, which would not arouse the suspicion of the goyim. Shahayu ben Abba, which were four tefachim wide, v'sichachnu al gabim repesus, and we used them as schach on our porches. V'yushavnu tachtein, we sat right there. So apparently it's kosher. Interesting. I read a story about a family in Germany. So when the when the Nazis came to power, it was dangerous to actually build a sukkah outside. So this kid describes his father building a sukkah on that porch, which was gated and protected. So he built a sukkah on that porch, which was barely 10 tefachim high, and the schach was a drop lower than the actual railing. So it wasn't visible outside, and he describes how they crawled in, they crawled out. So Shasa Sakana, we built this type of sukkah, which was camouflaged, and we used it. Apparently, even a four tefach board is acceptable. Amr lai, the Chacham responded, Misham raya. How do you bring a raya from Shas HaSakana? Ain't Shas HaSakana raya? Perhaps in a time of Sakana, Chacham allowed even four tefach boards. There's no raya from there to standard halacha. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda figured, well, if four tefachim are no good, they should have used boards which are not as wide, which would have done the same thing. So why did they use four tefach boards? Apparently there's no concern of kashrus. So what did Rameh respond? Says the Pnei Yeshua, Rameh holds just the opposite. They specifically used four tavach boards which resembled roofing material. Just the opposite. It's right to me. And that's why it was an effective camouflage. Right? So the Dafke used boards which resemble a tikra, rather than using narrow boards which perhaps would arouse the suspicion of the goyim. So in fact, there's a raya perhaps to my shita that four tefachim are considered like a tikra, and therefore gzeras tikra applies. So this braya says raya to Rav, clear raya. We're speaking about four tefach boards. Rabbi Yehuda says kosher, no gzeras tikra. Rami says pasul gzeras tikra. Tanakh says the Shmuel, we have a raya to Shmuel, who maintains that all agree if it's a four tefach board, it's pasul. Machlokes applies to a 3-4 tefach board. Rabbi Yehuda maintains, perhaps some people would use it, it covers an area which is greater than lavad, as chashivas, and can be confused with your typical roof. What Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not covering a makam chashiv, it's not considered building material. Tanakh v'sei d'shmo, sichach ben asarim shel eres. She'eber na'bo, she used 4 tefach planks. Divra kol psula, because of gzeras tikra, resembles a tikra. Eben abo, if it's less than 3, meaning between 3 and 4, now we have a machlekes. Rav Meir poisel, Rav Yehuda machshir. So we see that Shmuel's approach is correct. Umoide Rav Meir continues the price, even though Rav Meir is machmer, he will be mighty, he will agree in the following case that it's kosher. Shem yesh bein neser l'neser, between board and the other board, you have some gaps in a space, kimaloi neser, space which is as large as the board itself. So you have board, space. Shemaneach pesel b'neim ukshere. You can place pesel, which is the psoilis gerin v'yakim, that's the kashra eschach, in between those boards, and you have a kashra sukkah. Why? Explains Rashi, based on the Gemara on Ches. We're speaking like this. So you had his sukkah, and he starts from the two sides. Board, which is pasul, 4 tefachim wide, or less than 4 tefachim. Actually, Rashi says it's a 4 tefach board. So it's board, schach. Board, schach. So it's 4 tefachim of board, 4 tefach of schach, 4 tefach of board, and in the middle you have two segments of kasher schach. 4 tefach each. For a total of 8 in the middle, you have a kasher sukkah. Because the sides are considered daifin akuma, and up until the middle, we have a sheer sukkah of kasher schach. So even Rav Meir, who is machmer in this case, will be okay. So again, Moedir Rav Meir, Shem Yesh Bein Neser L'Neser, Kibbalay Neser. If the space between board and the next is as wide as the board itself, so it's 4 tefach board, 4 tefach gap, and so on and so forth. In which case, all the way at the middle of the sukkah, you'll have two segments of schach kasher, two segments, 4 tefach each, for a total of 8, which is sheer sukkah. You can do that. Shemaniach Pesel B'nei Mekshira, place some schach kasher between the boards, and you're okay. That's one halacha. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who is Mekel, he will agree in the following case. If you have a four tefach board on your sukkah, of course, off to the side, k'sher your sukkah is kosher because we view the wall as though it extends into that tzchach, lefen akuma. However, you can't sleep beneath that board because it's tzchach pasul. Because even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, a four tefach board is not acceptable. One sleeps beneath it, he's not yitz. So you have a right to Rav for one brisa, that there's a basic machlekes. You're a mayor who holds up Gzeres Tikra. Rabbi Yehuda does not subscribe to Gzeres Tikra. Second brisa supports Shmuel. All agree there is something called Gzeres Tikra. So if it's 4 tefachim wide, it's definitely possible according to all shitas. Between 3 and 4, we have a machlekes. Says the Gemara, Itma we learned. Havchan al tzidein. Suppose you have a 4 tefach board, which according to some shitas is possible, right? So instead of placing it flat down on your sukkah, in which case you're facing your opposite, the 4 tefach wide board, you placed it on its side, right? So its narrow side is facing the sukkah, and its broad side is not facing the sukkah. So let's say the board is 4 tefach wide, but only 3 tefach thick. So you placed it sideways. You only have 3 tefachim facing the sukkah. What is halacha? Shall we say, well, it's not serving for tefachim. It's not being mesachich as a four tefach board. Or shall we say, look, once the chacham invalidated this board because of gzeras tikra, it's like schach posel. And it's irrelevant. Whichever way is going to position that board, we have schach posel. It's mar hafchan al sedein. He took these four tefach boards and tilted them sideways. Rav Huna mar psula, Rav Chizda v'rabba bar Rav Huna amrik shiru. Says more a story, ikla Rav Nachman l'suru. Rav Nachman visited Suru. Ula l'gabe. So they came into him, Rav Chizda v'rabba bar Rav Huna, and they asked him a shayla. If you take a four tefach board, he flips it on its side. Amrile, hafchan al sedein mal. What would you say? Is it kashur or not? Amr lo psula. It's no good. Nasu kishvud nishamatechas. Once the Chachamim invalidated a four tefach board, doesn't matter how you're going to position it. Face down, face up, sideways. It's like shvud nishamatechas, like iron rods, metal rods which are pasal for schach. The actual substance, the actual material here is schach pasal. So the question was, well, perhaps it doesn't appear like a tikra. Rashi says, people don't build a roof in this fashion. Generally, a roof of wood places boards face down. So perhaps since he's placing it sideways, it's dissimilar to the way they construct a roof. And it wouldn't be confused with an ordinary roof. Says Rav Nachman, no. I hold like Rav Huna. Once the Chacham said, don't use these boards, because one thing might lead to the next. You may end up sitting under schach pasul. They consider this like schach pasul, and its very substance is unsuitable, irrelevant of how you're positioning it. Made a light plug all across the board, gzera. Amul Rav Huna, so Rav Huna turned to them, to Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Huna. He says, "Lo yamri lechu, didn't I tell you, Amri Kavasi? You should agree with me, didn't I? Was I trying to convince you that my sheet is correct? Look, you see, Rav Nachman concurs with me." Amr, they responded, Umi Amr lan man tama. Did you then give us a pshat, a reason, an explanation, which we didn't accept? Rav Nachman gave us a good reason. What's the Chacham consider this chach pasul? It's irrelevant of positioning. You didn't give us a reason. Amr lehus, Rav Huna responded, Umi bo isu minoy tama. Did you then ask me for a reason? Did you say why? V'loy amr lehu, and I refuse to tell you, meaning you didn't ask me. If you would have asked me, I would have told you the same thing. Perhaps we're going to have a raya to Rav Nachman from the following price. Raya says, Eina machsekes. Suppose the sukkah is not large enough to accommodate head, body, and table. It's not 7x7 tefachim. Oisha nifritzo b'pirtzo, or its wall experienced a breach. A breach greater than lavud. The three tefachim or more, kadeshi zakir bo gdi, large enough that a goat could not jump through it, bevas roish, unhindered. That's the yisoid of lavud, by the way. Gemara uses this many times. Gimel tefachim is a shear which allows a goat to jump through easily. In which case, it's no longer performing as a barrier. I'm not going to hold the goat out. It's not a machitza. So that's the concept behind lavud. So if this sukkah has a pirtza greater than lavud, that's another reason to make it pasul, either on account of its small size or on account of its pirsa. Oi, here's another example. Shenosan aleh neser, shu rochav abor tefachim. He placed a four tefach board on his sukkah. Af pi shelohichnas l'sech l'shtosh tefachim. Wasn't there this? Even though only three tefachim of that board is facing a sukkah, so hey chidami, what are we speaking about? Perhaps this is exactly our shayla. Lav ki gan shachan al sedeim. He took those four tefachim boards, instead of placing them face down, he placed it on its side. So even though it's no longer serving as a schach of four tefachim, it's not covering four tefachim, we say the very substance of this board is possible. It's a right of Nachman and right of Huna. So the more law, not necessarily. Perhaps we're speaking about a different type of case. We're speaking that he placed the board face down. Hoch my skin was speaking going to ancha a puma de metalalt. So he has a sukkah one wall to the right, one wall to the left, one wall to the back. And he placed the board at Pumadim Talata, at the opening of his sukkah. Tal is sail in Aramaic. So Talata, the shade provider, the sukkah, placed it at the front, at the outside of a sukkah, with only three tefachim actually in the sukkah and the fourth tefach hanging out. So it's faced down. It's serving to cover an area of four tefachim. It's functioning as a four tefach board, but the thing is that one of the tefachim is actually sticking out of the sukkah. He going to ancha apuma de metalata, the ayot tlosa legab. He brought three tefachim into the sukkah, va'afig chad lebar. And one tefach, he was mapig lebar, he left out. Still, says the Braisa, it's possible. Why? So although he's not really using more than three tefachim, why do we treat it like a four tefach schach? The havali pesel hayetzim natsuk. Rashi brings it more later. In some cases we say, even an extension of your sukkah is considered part of your sukkah, which allows you to sit there. We had it back on Tafta Al-Ranalf regarding the platform in the middle of a high sukkah. Rashi says even the area around the platform is kosher. Pesel hayetzim natsuk. So since we know that sometimes even an extension of your sukkah is considered part of your sukkah, v'chol psal hayetzim nasukkah nidan kasukkah. Any psal leaving the sukkah, any extension of your schach is considered part of the sukkah. And here as well, this thing is havali psal hayetzim nasukkah. This board, because it begins in the sukkah, even though it extends outward, the outer tefach is a psal hayetzim nasukkah, in which case it's considered like part of the sukkah. And in actuality, we view it as though you're benefiting and using the full four tefachim of that board. It's functioning as a four tefach schach, flat on your sukkah. In this case, all agree it's possible. Unlike the previous case, where you placed it sideways, in which case the board isn't really functioning as a four tefach masachach, and over there, perhaps, there's no concern. Let's go over to Rashi, 9 lines from the bottom. We're speaking that he took one board and placed it partially in, partially out. Apum and Talata. It's a Ruchavi at the fourth side. She'en Shem Doifin. There's no wall there. The Lipke Minei Al Doifin Akuma. Where it could be considered part of the wall, part of the Hechshar Asukah. No. The Ein Kan Doifin Al Pesel. There's no wall there to connect it to bend. There's an opening. So now you're stuck. Still says the Braisa, even though it's only three tefachim on your sukkah. Your tefach has two tzadim. One side is that you dafka need three, which is beyond love, as your chashav. But another teretz in your tefach, you don't need three dafka. It's just an example. In any case, the chiddush is v'afagav d'lay ayli kulu soy chalal. The fana is hatzadim, even though it's not fully contained in your sukkah, within the walls, pasul. Tahu tefach d'abroi, even the tefach outside, michshav namiki sukkah is treated like your sukkah. The ilu schach kosher hava. Because if we would be dealing with real schach that's extending out of the sukkah, have a mutalishin sham, you can sleep there, it's part of the sukkah. So since theoretically even a schach extension is considered part of the sukkah, if it was schach kasher here as well, even though schach pasal, we go to chumra, we consider it part of the sukkah, and it's as though you're being a schachich with a four tefach board, which is certainly considered schach pasal. Okay, let's briefly recap our sugya. We began with the yadais sugya, and we learned that, at least according to one shita, Rabbi Yossi, even if you crush those stalks, they're still considered part of the food arrangement. They're serving the kernels because they allow you to transport and overturn the kernels on your threshing floor. Likewise, as the Gemara, Tfilasim Tzadikim, are considered like the atah, like a pitchfork. They have the ability to overturn nature, the mahapich, the midas achzorius, to midas rachmanis. We had a discussion regarding using boards for your sukkah. And we had machlekes, you know, viewed the ramir. Rav's approach is, there's a fundamental shaila, whether or not this is zeres tikkur. Rav Yehuda says no, ramir says yes. Kohen Shmuel all agree, there's zeres tikkur. When it's four tefachim or more, the question is if it's between three and four. Rav Yehuda says, it's not a makom chashav. Doesn't resemble building material, there's no concern. Meir says, if it's greater than loved, it's a concern. All agree. If it's less than three, it's just kana ba'alma, and there's no concern. We had a braisa supporting Rav. Brisa Sipporin Shmuel, we discuss Shasa Sakana. What if he takes this four-type of board and places it sideways on a sukkah? One shita says, it's not derech binyan, it's no concern. Other shita says, it's building material. Chachamim invalidated this substance. It's like shvudin shomatechas. It's chach puzzle, irrelevant of how it's positioned. Kotov to you and atzlacha rabba.